I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. Ski just talking about being back on Twitter. Good for you, man. Good for you. Getting some quality Trump teddy bear ads.
I know. God.
I think we've all been there. Tweet at us. We're still on there for now.
I thought King would be a big Threads guy now, or Blue Sky.
Yeah, no, I am not joining another one of those.
WCP in the chat already saying get on Threads.
Nope.
Not going to do it? Nope.
Going down with the ship, buddy.
Yep.
I have no interest in Blue Sky or Threads. Nope.
I already can't at mention you on Twitter, so it's coming, man. It's coming, buddy. Movie this week on Sunday. It is still Patriotic Month, and so the movie is National Treasure, yet another Nick Cage vehicle we will be watching for this podcast. You can listen to us talk about it on Sunday. It is on Disney Plus. It's America, folks. It's America. I realized I mixed up the first one with the second one a little bit. I think we've done that with a movie before.
It was a hot shots.
All the good bits were in the other one. So listen to us talk about that on Sunday. I'm trying to think if there's anything else to promote. Not really. Oh, I'm gonna promote my girlfriend. Yes, I have a girlfriend. Thank you very much. She helped me install my air conditioning today. I've never had an air conditioning in my house. You quote-unquote girlfriend.
Erica.
Yeah, listen.
Braga had his girlfriend install his AC.
No, it gets...
What a loser,
it gets
right?
better. No, it gets better. It gets better.
I don't?
No.
Yeah.
It gets better.
Because ours is already installed.
Oh, you didn't install the one in our bedroom?
Man.
Can I finish?
I did it.
Okay, I'm finished.
All right, I'm finished. So let's start talking about the Blazers, because that's all there is to talk about. Do you want to talk about Britney Spears first?
No, before we get to the Blazers, I want to give Purple Hearts a big salute, whatever you have to do, to everyone who hopped on Twitter on Tuesday at like 8 in the morning. It was like, oh my gosh. It's the 4th of July, and my neighborhood is already 1986 Sarajevo. Oh my God! It's 8:42. Guys, should I go to sleep already? Oh, it's a war zone. Oh, my goldfish is scared. Congrats, losers. You survived. You survive every year. You're losers, and your goldfish is fine, and you're fine. No one cares about bitching about fireworks.
I want to say something must have clicked if it's not the there's no firework stands or there's like more narcs out there than ever right now. I did not hear many fireworks from Saturday till Monday. Those 3 days prior to the 4th.
Yeah, but still you still had to log on and say you were into Crete dodging missiles because it was just so dangerous.
That's the point right there, Ski, is that there...
Do you even tweet, bro? Are you even familiar with social media?
Fireworks,
I don't know
come
what
on.
That is.
Fireworks are...
I'm on Truth Social. Does that count? I mean...
Well, we knew you were.
Yeah.
Fireworks are banned in this city that we live in, and there were not a lot of fireworks, but these people were still on Facebook and Twitter saying that their house was a war zone, and that their dog is, you know, terrified and scarred for life because there were fireworks for 2 hours on July 3rd. By the way, that's the only fireworks I heard were the M's shows. That was it. Nothing else. I didn't have any fireworks in my neighborhood, like nothing. So I didn't even do them. Did you guys do fireworks?
Like I said, I buy fireworks.
Yeah. No, this is the first year of my whole life I didn't even think to do them. I was just like, yeah, I mean, we're good. Eat some dinner, hang out with family.
I think also different, you know, the 4th being on a Tuesday. I'm guessing people probably, you know, That's what I was expecting it Saturday, Sunday to be the big kind of like family fireworks shows. Just weren't there.
Well, maybe that's coming up. Maybe that's something to look forward to.
Oh.
I like the idea. I like the idea of catching these people off guard with the huge fireworks shows.
Keep them on their toes.
Yeah.
I did find it amazing that everyone who was on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at like 10 o'clock on Tuesday complaining that their neighborhood was going up in flames. They were all mysteriously tweeting at 7 a.m. Perfectly fine. Weird how that works. It's almost like you didn't actually lose any sleep and you just wanted to send that tweet out. Bizarre. Weird. Weird and wild stuff.
All right. Well, we all survived the 4th, I guess. Here we are.
Yep.
Okay. Moving on. So, where do we want to start? Because there are a couple of other things besides Damian Lillard, and I assume we're just going to talk about Damian Lillard for about a half an hour at least. So, do you want to talk about something else, or should we just go with Dame?
I want to talk about how the biggest hero potentially in sports history ever...
Tyler Hero?
...is Joey Jaws Chestnut.
Just saving sports?
Went out to Coney Island... as a I believe a 16-time, 8-time in a row champion. And there's the hail and the rain. It is pelting human bodies. And it's the human body cannot withstand that much ice. And people are hiding underneath every structure they can. In New York City, they can't even find refuge. And an hour later, he says, "We're fucking finishing this. Mount up!" And you saw the picture. He marched right back onto Coney Island, determined, that jaw sticking out, that intestinal fortitude just going, Joey Jaws, the flu game, yeah. LeBron, blocked by James, Mahomes against the Jaguars with a high ankle sprain, Robert Gibson against the A's. This is heroic stuff. Joey Jaws, I've never been more proud to be an American, where at least I don't know the song. What a legend.
Get on
what
my back,
a
America.
Legend.
You're coming with me.
Joey Jaws put an entire country on his back and said, "Follow me to that stage. We are here at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. I'm an 8-time champion. I'm about to make it 9. Don't worry about the weather. I'm here."
This is good from Booble in the chat. Sosa and Maguire saved baseball. Tom Cruise saved cinema. Chestnut saved America. Put him on Mount Rushmore. Take Washington the fuck off. Who did he beat?
Who did George Washington beat? Do it in July, George. Yeah. Do it.
Couldn't even beat the dentist. George.
Do it
Washington.
On Coney Island.
He might have done it on Coney Island, now that I think about it.
Yeah, whatever.
The goat of goats from WCP.
So he did fall like, I think 10 shy of beating the over-under in Vegas. I think the over-under was 72.5 and he got 62.
I mean, that's just, I mean, sports betting 101. Know what the weather is going to be like at your sporting events.
If you do not know what the weather is at the hot dog eating contest, do not gamble.
Dude, the weather's like a 7-point swing. We all know that.
At least.
Come on.
It's at least clearly a 10-dog swing here. Now, if it was the other end and the humidity got you there too, it was like, you know, upper 90s humidity, I'd bump it back down too. Get a nice little breeze though. Oh, those glizzies are going down quick.
Oh, God.
Frankly, it's amazing he got to 62 with the conditions he was working in.
I mean,
yeah, he's a legend.
I mean, but I mean, you know, if it's raining, the buns were already wet. Isn't that an advantage for all the glizzy gobblers?
I guess maybe humidity does help gobbling.
I think so. It's not quite as dry. You know, can you imagine doing it out here on a 95 degree day? Those buns are going to be so, like, just petrified and.
I don't like where this is going. I don't like where this conversation's going because you're knocking Chestnut down, and I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it.
Maybe he's a fraud. Maybe he's a fraud.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, someone's
building him up. But that's what we do in America. We build you up just to break you down.
Wow.
I mean, someone got him, what, 8 years ago? He's not invincible. We know that. Someone got
Why doesn't Kobayashi ever show up anymore? Thank what's
you.
Up with that?
Thank you.
They invite him every year.
Did he just stop? Did he just stop eating glizzies? Like, what's going on with Kobayashi? You can't stop the game. You are
he's
the
probably
game,
like,
man.
He's probably like 50 now.
Okay.
How old do you think Chestnut is? Genuinely curious.
He's 39. He's 39.
Is he?
39.
He's actually 39? Wow. How many years,
maybe he's starting to slow down a little bit. Maybe it wasn't the conditions. Maybe age is catching up to old Jay Chestnut here.
Those are the conditions. All that sodium. He's about to be 40, man. When you're in your 40s, you can't have that much salt in your diet, man. You are going to die. I think there's pills he can take for that, too. I'm not going to say that joke on the podcast, Booble. Nope.
Was it a glizzy joke of some kind?
No, it was having to do with Kobayashi and Trump and getting in. Yeah, I'm not going to say that joke.
Erica,
maybe if all the Russian bots were there,
how many glizzies could you eat in a night?
What did you just ask her?
How many glizzies she could eat in a night? She said 4. Max. I mean, she wouldn't even make it to Coney Island.
No,
what a joke.
No, soft.
Not even getting out of qualifiers.
Soft. Soft. Yeah. Terrible. Does she even care?
Seriously.
Clearly she doesn't like America.
Yeah, I need to see a little.
Do you hate America?
Is that fuck America, I heard?
Yeah. Okay. Jeez.
I mean, that was pretty clear.
Wow.
All right, well.
Education sucks.
All right, stop getting serious about healthcare.
Education, racial tension.
Let's just talk about Relishon a hot dog, okay? Go away. Please leave. Thank you. Fuck, women, am I right?
Am I right?
Real issues.
That's for the fucking bomb.
The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
We don't care. Glizzies,
you could have her write that issue into the box of tissues for next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got a.
There it is. And we'll solve it. We'll solve all of those problems. But we're not solving them unless they're in the issue box.
Yeah.
America, we will heal you and save you. But you got to write in. You have to.
Nope.
You got anything in there? Sure. Hang on. We got something. Sure would be nice if you could
again,
do your own effect.
Systemic racism. Man, the
I
issue.
Thought we solved that.
The solution.
I thought we solved it. Okay, well.
Someone keeps writing it in.
It's a great joke, boys. It's a great joke.
Chicken breasts or chicken thighs? You decide.
I mean, if someone says chicken breasts, they are wrong.
Yes, they are. I'm a thigh guy. Always will be. What, I'm just going to eat like the driest part of the chicken? I'll eat it in a sandwich.
Maybe spit on it. It's usually fine.
Facts of life, man. It's okay, let's talk about Damian Lillard, shall we? So, he officially requested a trade. The Damian Lillard era in Portland is over. Everything we said should probably happen is about to happen. The prevailing thought is that he will end up in Miami simply because he said he wants to go to Miami. Now, the Blazers don't have to trade him to Miami if they don't want to. He does not have a no trade clause. They should and probably will get the best deal for him. But Because, I mean, what are you guys seeing right now? Because everything I'm seeing, like even the rumors and whatnot, the Miami rumors are not a good deal for Portland.
Well, no, the Miami trade stinks.
It does.
It's basically, unless they get a third team in there, because everything's complicated. Because
Miami really wants to get rid of Tyler Hero. And the Blazers
Tyler
do not
Hero,
want
and
him
Lowry.
At all. And that's a huge
Lowry,
contract.
Which Lowry's fine. That's an expiring contract.
Yeah.
But I, as of right now, I think the most picks Miami can give is 2027 and 2029.
Yeah, it was two.
First rounds.
Yep.
And then a bunch of first round pick swaps. Like, oh, yeah, that's not good. And like I said, maybe that is the best offer out there, which it could be. We don't know. But that offer freaking stinks. And I'm not sure why the NBA just is now just okay with, oh, you're going to trade a number one, but you're going to get shit back. Why is that the deal now?
It hasn't been. I mean, just if you look at Rudy Gobert and Kevin Durant deals.
Well, the Rudy Gobert, I mean, that was like, that's an outlier, like the Browns giving Deshaun Watson, you know, $280 million guaranteed. Like the Timberwolves were fucking dummies for that. But
yeah.
My thing is, I'm not mad that Dame is requesting a trade.
No, not at all.
I mean, I think we've all kind of been on that train that
yeah.
he wasn't ending his career in Portland.
The Blazers set him up for it. Like the Blazers did exactly what he said. If you want to keep me, don't do this. And they did that. So sure. It makes sense.
Sure. But limiting where you want to go, I don't quite understand that because I think the Blazers have given him three extensions now.
He's made a lot of money for the Blazers.
Yeah. No,
but it's not just the money part, it's you could have said no to the extension, taken a little less money, and had your path that you wanted to go to. You chose financial security over path. And I think my opinion is when you're a free agent, go wherever you want. Didn't care, like when the decision with LeBron taking my talent to South Beach. Who cares? You fulfilled your contract, you're a free agent. Do as you please. But I don't like this new trend of the NBA where you opt in automatically because you're going to make a shit ton more money and then you just wait, you know, 14 months and you request a trade. Like, that, there's a loophole there. And we all know the NBA is top heavy on where players want to go. And it's kind of gross, like, you know, just on Monday or Saturday. I know it's sometime over the weekend. ESPN was doing a free agency special. And Stephen A. Smith calls in and says he's been telling Damian, he's been begging Damian Lillard to leave Portland since 2017. Since 2017? Like, he hadn't beat OKC, he hadn't made the Western Conference Finals. Like, I think it's whack in that sport that the loudest voices out there are just openly be like, you have to leave this place and go to where I want to be in June. Because Stephen A. Smith, like 3 weeks ago, was hopping on ESPN at every chance and being like, yes, I'm at the NBA Finals. Can't wait to get to South Beach because the city of Denver sucks. Why are you... That is not good for the health of the NBA. And good on the Nuggets, they won. So shut the fuck up, Stephen A. Smith. But it does annoy me that the most vocal voices dictate where players go, for the most part. Because they just shit on every other... They just shit on 24, 23 of the 28 markets or whatever it is. Like, there's just... I think it's weird. I don't understand what the NBA's, like, end game is on this stuff, because unless you go to L.A. or Miami or New York, what's the other desirable area? I guess Golden State?
Chicago, maybe? No.
Who goes to Chicago? It's cold. One goes to Chicago. No one. It does bug me a little bit that the media is out there shifting where players can get.
And not just the media, too. What also bugs me about this is what his agent's doing. Because his agent is going around to prospective trade partners for the Blazers and flat out telling them, if you trade for him, he's going to be unhappy playing for you. Like,
That is his job.
Yeah, sure. But also, this is very classic, you know, right along the rails of being a Blazer fan and following this team. Whenever they finally have an opportunity to do something big, even if it's trading away the best player in the history of your franchise, all of a sudden there's salt being thrown into it. You know, like, all of a sudden Portland's going to get a bad deal because their agent is poisoning the whole process. Like,
well,
it's classic Portland. And like, now Portland's going to be stuck like with a shitty deal where they're just getting draft picks or swapping draft picks and not getting a good player.
See, it's different because Dame is under contract for 3 more years. They don't have to do shit. They could even wait till the mid-season, you know, right before the trade deadline to try to capitalize on it. They really don't have to do anything.
True.
So the fact that his agent's saying all this stuff like, oh, Dame's going to be upset if he goes to another team. He's going to be upset for 3 years? What, he's not going to play? The same thing if the Blazers don't trade him. What, he's going to not take that $30 million that he's going to make this next year? You have to start 40 even. Yeah. You have to start calling these guys as bluffs. And especially the, like you were saying, players trying to force their way onto very specific teams. Call their bluff. One time, that's all it takes is to call their bluff. And going back to your Stephen A. Smith saying that this from 2017 is the biggest load of shit ever. Because it makes sense now, like nowadays. You know, he's in his late, getting into his mid-30s here. He only has a handful of years left. You don't do that as a 20-year-old. That's the biggest cop-out I've ever heard, trying to say, oh, a mid to late 20-year-old has to change teams to chase a title already? It's going to be the King's Point, where what's the NBA going to be if anyone at any stage in their career is going to be off chasing titles already?
Well, and like my thing again is, when you're a free agent, go wherever you want, okay?
Yes.
But the NBA has got to figure out this thing where when players opt in, because Damian Lillard opted in a year ago with technically 3 years left on his contract and added two. And the 2 years he added were $59 million and $63 million. So,
well, that's what the opt-in is for, because you can get more money, right, by opting
right,
in.
Right, but that's the right thing, is that's like, there's got to be a loophole where, okay, you can opt in for 63 and 59, you know, 4 years out. But if you opt for a trade,
you can't get bird rights and then ask for a trade a year later like that.
Right, there's got to be something.
Get your max money while wanting to go to a different team.
I just think it's lame. It's not even a Portland thing, because none, like I said, all of us have been like, yeah, Dame's going to leave at some point because the Blazers don't have a real owner. She doesn't care. And the second person to charge was the late owner's college roommate, who doesn't know anything about basketball. It's just owned by the state. But what the fuck, man? Like, I don't like turning on the TV and being like, oh, you have to eat it. Eat this shit trade because your winter sucks. I have to eat this trade because our winter sucks?
No, this is how Portland can get good. This is it. We've already talked about it a million times. They're not signing free agents. You have to make trades, and you have to get capital. And this is how they can do it.
They finally
have a really amazing all-star, legendary basketball player as a trading piece, and they need to take advantage of it. That's what I'm saying, man. You cannot take this bullshit trade that we've been hearing about from Miami. You cannot take it, or you're fucking bankrupting your whole franchise for the next like 10 years. You can't do it.
Because if you're the Blazers, what do you need in a trade? Either you need a good young player, or draft picks,
and draft picks.
The whole Heat, like Jamie Jocks, yeah, he could be okay. They're trying to push this Nikola Jovic or whatever his name is, like he's
he was 4 points last year. What are we talking about?
Yeah. No, you see all these fake trade options come up. The only true ones they should deal with, if there's not a third team involved, is the Nets, because they have amassed 10,000 picks in the next 5 years. Or the Jazz, because they got all those picks from Minnesota, and they actually have younger guys.
Yeah,
the Blazers aren't going to send them to Utah, though.
I'll say the ones that are the most attractive to me that I've seen have been the Utah trades.
They're not sending them within the division.
Why?
It's just
in the division. Yeah,
it's just not how the NBA works.
if you're getting the most back for it that you can possibly get, why not?
I'm just saying that's not going to happen.
Or I think the smartest thing they could do, though, is to hold out on trading him until the middle of the season.
Yeah. Until
the trade deadline, there will be a team that will unload their future for the next 10 years to get Dame at that time.
Do teams trade away other players before the trade deadline? Like, because again, that's what Portland needs out of this deal. They need good young players, and they need draft picks. Like, both of those things.
And see, so, the problem is all the teams involved don't have good young players. Like, Miami does not have good young talent. They have old guys. That's why they're trying to get this ring in the next 3 years.
In fairness, Hero is a good young player.
He's too expensive, though.
They just overpaid him because he was great in the bubble.
And the Blazers can't do that because they just overpaid Jeremy Grant.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I do think the Blazers are probably caught between a rock and a hard place. But, again,
have some backbone.
I just don't think there's an obligation to do him right while you're crumbling your own foundation.
Can
we just laugh real, get a nice little chuckle out of this right now? For I can't remember who said it that brought up the Blazers not trading Dame to where he wants to go will hurt their future in free agency.
Yes.
Did you see that gem someone dropped?
Yes, because so many players come to Portland in free agency. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's really going to hurt their future of bringing players in.
And I saw like 3 hours later because – so many people were saying that. They're like, who the fuck cares? And no one goes to Portland anyway. Yeah. Well, what about Scoot and Sharp and Simons? And it's like, no one doesn't re-sign off the rookie deal.
No, they always take it
because it guarantees you 7 years of generational wealth. Yep. And then after that, they generally take the next contract too because you can get like $50 more million. So
we will be doing the same thing again when Scoot is 32 years old and he is in the same
spirit. My thing is, I'm like, do you think Scoot Henderson really gives two fucks about Damian Lillard's feelings?
No.
He's never met him! They weren't teammates! Look on Damian Lillard's socials. He never said, congratulations, Scoot Henderson. Welcome to Portland. Do you think Shaedon Sharpe, who played with Damian Lillard for a year, and I'm sure they have a good relationship. That's not my point. But do you think he really gives a fuck in 3 years when they're like, oh, you can leave or here's $40 million more? I didn't like how you traded Dame to Brooklyn instead of Miami. They didn't care.
They just lost the guy who took all their shots, you know? Like now Sharp's going to get like another 5 to 10 shots a game. He's happy, man.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Is there anyone in the organization that cares? With this turnover of, you know, in the organization, does Cronin give a shit? He hasn't been there that long. Jody Allen clearly doesn't give a shit.
I mean, Cronin's in a weird spot because he's probably GM forever until Jody Allen sells, and then whenever the new ownership comes in, it's whatever. That's, you know, 2 years away. So he's not really doing it for his job. But he's still got to audition for potentially other teams.
You can't show your last big deal as a GM in the NBA as getting fleeced for a superstar.
And Cronin's deals haven't been great, you know, to this point. Did he do the
CJ deal?
Yes.
They traded CJ for a backwards hand job. That's because they were trying to be nice to CJ. They're like, go over here.
Give it a backwards hand job.
Well, how about reverse grip? Reverse grip.
Reverse grip.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Here, what? Yeah. King. This is how you do
reverse
it.
Reverse grip. Reverse grip.
Yeah.
Laying down. I can see myself doing it. Looks like.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Is there a player on the team from that CJ trade?
I can't remember.
No. Yeah. So you can't. You can't trade your I mean, it's going to be real generous calling CJ a superstar, but for Portland superstar, you can't trade your two superstars of the last decade for peanuts.
The Blazers got Josh Hart, Alexander Walker, Thomas Satoransky,
never heard of him.
Didi Luanza, a protected first round pick, and 2 second round.
Oh.
So yeah, they don't have anyone on the team.
No.
God. And it, but was the 23rd pick this year? Was that?
Would that made it in the?
Or was that the Knicks pick?
Do you remember his name?
Or Josh Hart.
Do you remember
it's the guy from Indiana? Right?
Yeah. Do you remember the Blazers' second pick this year? It wasn't Indiana. No.
Nope.
I don't either.
Iowa. The guy from Iowa.
I think it was.
Keegan Murray's brother, Kyle Murray.
He's dropped like 43 in summer league.
Cam Murray.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Keegan Murray.
Carl Murray.
Yeah, something Murray.
Calvin.
Yeah.
No, all right. So, I mean.
Here we go. Yeah. So, by the way, he has said that, like to your point, Ski. He has said that he's probably going to wait, like he's going to wait it out to do the trade. So,
I
agree. There's really no rush. I don't know that waiting till the middle of the season is the plan, but there really is no rush. So get the best deal you possibly can for him, and
because I just saw a thing. I think it just said the Suns just made some like dumb trade for some seconds and some like pick swaps. Like there's a team that mortgaged their entire future. They have no picks till 2031. There will be a team out there that will do something similar. They will try to get Dame. If you just, you're going to take a fucking beating by the media because that's what the media does. The longer you hold out, the more you can get for Dame. So that's all I'm praying for. Just hold out as long as possible.
What's your favorite Rush song, by the way?
Ooh. I don't know. You can't even name one right now. It's definitely not Tom Sawyer. I'll know that.
It's the only one I know.
I was going to say, man. By the way,
Closer to the Heart is good.
Hey, King, do we need to get another mic over there?
No.
I'm just saying. No. Do we have like a fourth podcast member now? Okay. All right. So that's it. That's where we are.
It's going to be brutal.
It's going to be a very young team who is going to make a lot of really cool highlights that you're going to see on the gram. But they're not going to win any basketball games.
So, good. That's fine. They're good. Don't win games.
Yeah. Okay. Get a top three pick this year.
Yeah. So that begs the question. When they trade Dame, they have all these super young, athletic, talented kids on their team. Is it worth watching?
Floating in and out.
Maybe. Actually, that's what I was thinking. Like I was looking at what the prospective Blazers roster is going to be next year. You know, it's going to be Simons, it's going to be Sharp, it's going to be Scoot. You know, I mean, they just dumped a bunch of young guys too. But yeah, you overpaid to keep Grant because you thought you were going to be able to keep Dame because of him. I mean, that's a fun roster. Nurk is still there, which sucks, but you know. I'll watch that team for a little while.
This also keeps Chauncey around until a new regime comes in also. Because now he has a built-in excuse of, we're essentially tanking now. There's no reason to hire a new coach. I mean, yeah. But until this team is sold, he will be the coach for the – till then.
Boo.
God, just sell the team to Phil Knight, please.
Nope, gotta wait on it.
Do we need to beg? Is that what we need to do as like a fandom? Is there a process for that?
Yeah, since that fans begging owners for things really worked out well. How's it going for your A's?
Yeah. They sold out a fucking baseball game in Oakland and it didn't make a dent. Same day, they had funding.
The only good thing right now is that we have like 2 months until Oregon football starts, so that's about the length that we have to listen and or care about the Blazers still.
Fair point.
It'll be a long 2 months, but
fair we'll point. All right, we want to do the list yet?
No, I'm just going to say that.
I'm just kidding. We're like a half hour in.
That the like a Britney Spears song, the Blazers are toxic. And speaking of Britney Spears, did you guys
one more time? News?
Well, I mean, apparently the Wemby's security did. They called her crazy. And when they hit her, she just couldn't see.
She was so excited she was in too deep?
Yep.
That didn't feel all right. And did it keep her up all night? I think those are the lyrics. I should get an award for that. Got any more Britney lyrics for us, King?
No, I don't. I don't. It's been a minute.
Okay.
You got anything else on the?
I'm just saying what a weird story that was when you saw that pop up on your whatever you were looking at, your search engine. It was like
that is
Victor Wembanyama's security slaps Britney Spears in Las Vegas hotel restaurant.
It's like, I'm sorry, what? Like none of that headline makes sense, man. Why are they in the same room, first of all?
Well, I mean, well,
they're at a restaurant.
I guess that's
all are inclusive into restaurants.
Brittany is doing that whole like thing where she stays in Vegas. And
she does like a residency in Vegas.
Yes, a residency. There yes, yeah.
Doing the going to Celine Dion and Carrot Top route. Penn and Teller.
Does Wemby play tomorrow? Did they say he's supposed to play tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. All right.
You gonna be betting on some summer league games?
Bet the Blaze all day.
Get the line on Wemby in his first summer league game.
Oh. Summer league is just such a fucking, like I said, that Keegan Murray dropping like 45, like Chet Holmgren's fucking Bill Russell out there in his one game he's played for OKC.
I remember Joe Young dropping like 30 a game in the summer league and then getting cut, sent overseas.
Oh yeah.
Hey, he played a couple years, in fairness.
Yeah.
He was in game.
He was Paul George's best friend with the Pacers.
Yes. Yeah.
There was some duck I saw.
By the way, like if you follow Joe Young on the socials, he is living lavishly overseas. Like that guy makes a lot of money.
Is he still in China?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he makes good money. No, but other duck, dude, I saw Duarte got traded today.
Where'd he go?
Kings.
The Kings?
For 2 second-round picks.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Dylan signed with Houston?
Yep. All these idiots are like, oh, Dylan Brooks is going to play in the NBA. Yeah, he's making $20 million a year for the next four. Like,
man,
yeah.
Stop.
I know he talked shit to LeBron James, which was dumb, but like, he's still a fairly decent NBA player. Like, again, don't let Stephen A. Smith and Mad Dog Russo decide everything about your sports opinions. Please, I beg of you.
Does Mad Dog talk anything other than baseball? I thought he was just a baseball guy.
Oh, you should see him on, yeah, yes, he does. He talks a lot about the 60s Knicks and the 50s and 80s Celtics.
Shame I'm missing that content. Man,
you are.
Sorry, I don't know if you could hear that. I just passed
out. I'm sure you've heard your fair share of like 60s, 70s Knicks over 10 years or so.
Yes. Yes, I have. A lot of Jets talk in the summer.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Shohei? I know you had mentioned Shohei.
Yes. The Angels need to trade Shohei because he's not re-signing. They are no longer making the playoffs. Trout is out 2 months.
Everybody on their team's hurt. They're not making the playoffs. It's the last like 6 months of his contract. He's 29 years old, by the way, which I didn't really realize he was 29. I know it's baseball, so he's probably got like another 6 good years left probably. But still,
it's got another decade as a hitter. I'm not sure how long his arm will last, but
yeah.
Like I said, this would be a pure rental to unless you want to pay him $600 million after the season. But they should trade him if they were smart.
Yeah, they should.
Yes,
because to get him, somebody's going to have to give up like a really good prospect. Probably their like number one or number two prospect.
Not a number one or two, but
rentals for just like the rest of the season doesn't quite pull that.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
It's usually if they have like an extra year on that deal, but someone still will give some top tier prospects in that trade. And this is what I'm saying the Blazers should do. I mean, look what Ohtani could get for him right now. Like I said, it's not going to be their number one prospect, but you're going to get some good players for the future out of it.
I just think it's insane that like 10 days ago, the Angels were a wild card team.
They were like 6 or 7 games over 500. And
firmly. Okay. And now they are donezo.
I think they lost Rendon and then Trout and then Ohtani kind of got pulled from his start in three games.
Like the same.
Yes. In like 28 hours. Yeah.
And honestly, I was saying, I think someone needs to mercy kill that franchise. It should be them and not the A's that are going because there's some bad juju. There must be like a Tim Salmon curse or something on the Angels franchise because that's been the most dysfunctional franchise since that one run.
I don't know. If you look in the Bible, you know, if you teach a man to fish or you give a man a fish he can eat for a day. You give a man mini Tim's. You teach a man to fish for Tim Salmon's. He can eat for a lifetime. Just saying.
Yeah, the old proverb.
you give a man a Mike Trout. He can eat for a day. You teach a man a Tim Salmon. He can eat for a lifetime.
Yeah, read a book, Ski. Figure it out.
Seriously.
Yeah. Read the good book. Is that in the good book?
Genesis 3:16. Either.
That's the only word I need to hear.
Leviticus.
The good word. Yeah, so another one. They should trade him, get as much as they possibly can, and it's going to be wild because, you know, getting rid of the best player, arguably the best athlete in the history of baseball, is wild. Like, doing that on purpose is wild, but they absolutely have to do it, so...
No, and like I said, we got that little taste of the world of Ohtani in real games, and it was good. So
we need that.
I want them to trade him purely out of selfish reasons of watching him in the playoffs. Because I don't give a shit about the Angels. I just want to see that.
I think the A's should trade for him because the A's have nothing but prospects, right? And so the Angels would take that deal. They get nothing but really good young players.
The A's don't have a spot for him in the lineup. Like, their whole team's on the All-Star team.
The last, like, 6 months in Oakland, might as well make them count, right? Get fans out to the ballpark?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get an A's Ohtani jersey out of it. That'll be great.
I still got my Angels Ohtani shirt, so I'm good.
Get a jersey.
Yep. By the way, did you guys see that Oregon lost out on a 5-star defensive end today to Arizona?
To Arizona? I saw him. Arizona. I did not see Oregon lost out on him.
Yep.
Is he from Arizona?
He literally lives in Tucson and his brother plays for Arizona.
All right. So there was a rub to that. I just need to know what it was.
His brother is not good. His brother was offered a weak scholarship at Oregon and said yes, and then Florida offered him a real scholarship, but he went there and then left because he was not a real player. And went back home to Arizona this year, and then surprise, his brother came. Weird.
Oh no, Oregon lost out on a recruit to Arizona. I'm so depressed.
I'm just saying that McMillan receiver that they lost out on to Arizona last year would have been pretty nice.
He's pretty good.
He wouldn't get the touches at Oregon if
only,
he gets Arizona.
If only Oregon had some good receivers who can catch footballs. They kind of do. McMillan is good, though, to be fair.
He is good.
To be fair.
But what year? What year is this guy? This guy's brother.
Sophomore or redshirt freshman or sophomore or something like that.
I was like, if he was a senior, you go play for a year and hit the portal, then you might.
I say he's a nobody, like coldly. Good for him for actually playing Division I football. So, you know, I'm not saying he's a nobody, but when you're getting like the gift preferred walk on gift scholarship just because your brother's two years younger, the old
Matt Mariota deal. Is that what
it's why a Flo's brother was on Oregon's roster for 2 years and it's now just completely. I don't even know where he is. He's gone.
Who cares?
Are you saying anything about Herbert's brother, or did he earn it?
He's good. I think he earned it. He just can't stay healthy, and he stinks now. But yeah.
He was good in high school.
Yeah.
All right, let's do our list. Yeah. Do you know what minute we're at right now?
I'm gonna say we're at 46 and 31 seconds.
Yeah, that's actually really close. Yeah. In terms of like the actual recorded version of the podcast, because we sort of sat around for a minute or two before we started, that's really good. We're about like 45 or 46.
Okay, so we are now the hour long podcast.
This is the way they're supposed to be, boys. All right, what's our list? Ski, your idea. What's our list?
All right. Since Dame is going to end up in Miami eventually. Your top three things that you think he should do when he first gets to South Beach.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Number three.
Go
to 12 provisions for croquetas.
Oh, go get some croquetas. I've heard those are very good. They look very good. Those are like the pastries, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. With a little hamon in there. Yep.
Baby. I want all of it.
All right, I'll go next. I'll stick on food. Number three, go to a Joe's Stone Crab place and go eat some stone crab.
I think Dame's in a tax bracket. It's a little bit ahead of
Stone Crab is one of the greatest things in the world.
I think he's putting a bib on.
Yeah.
I ate four crabs.
I think he's picking apart crawdads in South Beach.
No, so stone crabs are crabs that you catch and you bust off their claw and you throw them back and they just grow their claw back. And the things are massive and I think they're kind of expensive.
I like that. So you're saying like it's humane? Like the crabs get to live in?
Yes, exactly. They're massive. Apparently it's by far the best tasting crab there is too.
You guys big crab guys?
I like crab. Yeah, it's okay. I'm too scared to prepare it myself, so I won't, but yeah, I like crab.
I went to Red Lobster a couple weeks ago. My mom got a gift certificate there and was like, "Hey, let's take the family." How long has it been since you guys have been to Red Lobster? Like childhood?
1999? 1991?
It's been a minute.
I bet those Cheddar Bay biscuits still hit hard, though.
Oh, those crack.
Absolutely.
Those crack. So good, man.
I'll still buy those from the store sometimes. They're not as good, but they're still good.
My guys, it's the reason you go is for the biscuits, yeah.
Tell me you actually ordered some lobster, too.
My guy, I got the there was like the special. It was steak, crab, some mashed potatoes, some broccoli. Real good. Mashed potatoes are good. Crab was all right. Mm-hmm. Steak was delicious. It was delicious. Do you know how much that shit was?
$19.99.
It's like $50. Every meal is at least $40 at Red Lobster. Every meal. Jeez. Yeah. My kid got a $40 meal. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man.
God damn.
You can't get a big enough gift certificate for this place.
Do they still got like the bottomless shrimp days out there?
Yeah.
And that's how you get your money back. That's how you do it. Red Lobster. You go eat your bottomless shrimp days.
You eat like 80 scrimps.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No doubt. All right, so my list is a little is not serious. Like, I didn't know of any places to go in Miami.
You're not taking this serious?
There's like, there's a beach. There's like Disney World close by. I was trying to come up with a good Disney World joke. I couldn't do it. So my number three is immediately hit the recording studio with Pitbull and Ricky Martin. That's a jam. Right off the bat.
We got Rick Ross and Scott.
Yeah. Nah. Rick Ross is too predictable. No.
Ricky Martin.
Give me Ricky Ricky Martin on the hook? Pitbull? Come on, baby.
I mean, Pitbull, you got me, but I need a little Rick Ross.
Oh man. I mean, he'll get with Rick Ross. I'm just saying. You wanna ingratiate yourself, that's not a word. With Miami, you go Ricky Martin right off the bat.
Living La Vida Loco was
Mr. 305, right?
It's like 30 years ago, dog.
Yeah, yeah. Is Enrique Iglesias still hanging out in Miami? Get some bailamos. Let the rhythm take you over, Dame. Yeah.
That was a good one. I didn't even think of hitting the studio. So that makes a banger. Sense.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
My number dos. 2 minutes. Dos minutos. That's a very Miami or Nina thing. Is go to the CVS that at one point was the chainsaw scene in Scarface, but is now a CVS.
And do they promote it as such?
Yes, there is a plaque that says this was the chainsaw scene in Scarface, and now take your 19-foot receipt because you're at a
a pharmacy. People getting their pharmaceuticals right next to where the chainsaw scene happens. That's weird, right? Yeah. By the way, I missed threes from the chat here. So Booble says, get hurricane insurance. And then WCP says, try to find hurricane insurance. What is that? I don't know what that is.
Hurricane insurance?
Yeah, what is that? Like just hurricane insurance in general, or is that like a name of a company?
Well, I mean, I think it's just general.
But I guess you just need hurricane insurance because you live in Miami? Well, okay.
You ever heard of Hurricane Andrew, bub?
Yeah. Rings a bell, I guess. I live in Oregon, man. We don't have storms here. We just have fires all the time.
That we do.
All right.
But my number two, it's selfish because it's what I would want to do, and that's to go fishing in deep sea fishing in Florida. That'd sunny, drink a lot of beers, catch a lot of big crazy fish. Drive by all the like mega mansions that are on those little islands, like out in the bay, and yeah, sign me up for that.
Yeah, you basically just get a boat as soon as you land and live on the boat. Yeah,
that'll be it too. Buy a boat. That's what you should do.
Not bad. By the way, got some stuff from the chat here. Anti Rick Ross sentiment.
Ooh,
Rick Ross is a snitch ass bitch.
Well, I mean, yeah. Oh, he's a corrections officer. He puts out hits. Get out of here. He has no knees either. Did you see him try and jump off the diving board over the 4th of July? His knees did not quite work.
Are they saying that? Isn't the Ducks running back coach? Wasn't he a corrections officer as well?
He was.
Yeah. See the hate on that. As long as he run for, 2,000 yards.
I remember talking about this a couple weeks ago. Did we talk about it on the pod, too? How that Praz guy from the Fugees was a FBI informant?
We did not talk about it.
Yeah. What's with the rappers being informants, man? I guess it's... I get it. Like, from the government's perspective, totally makes sense. But, man. And they're just... Like, because he just did, like, a reunion thing with Lauryn Hill. It's like, isn't Lauryn Hill the most anti-white, anti-government musician ever? Like
her and like Erykah Badu.
No, Badu's cool, man.
And I'm saying, well, they're the most like anti-government. Like,
I'll hear no anti-Badu slander. I'm not here for that. Let's see. So my number two. What is my number two? get a tattoo from Kat Von D. That's totally fine, right?
She down there?
Yeah, I think she was Miami Ink, right? Yeah. And she wasn't problematic for any reason, right? I think everything was fine with her. They should be fine, right?
I mean,
he's got no problematic. Yeah,
there's no problematic people in Miami.
No,
so I think you're clear.
No. It's totally fine. I'm sure she and Dan would get along great. Let's see. Number two from Booble, Meet Mario Cristobal. Number two from WCP is Do the Lebatard Podcast. Yeah, that's going to happen. You got to do that shit in studio too, man.
Oh, I will say I want to listen. I want to know what Lebatard's reaction is going to be when they actually do sign Dave. It's not going to be LeBron level, but it's got to be good, right?
It has to be, man. Yeah. Getting Dame is huge. Like, I know we're talking about this from like the Portland perspective, but a team actually acquiring Damian Lillard is massive. He's very good. He's a dog, man. He will work. He will make your team better immediately. So yeah. What's your one, man?
My number one. Go down to Coral Gables, shake Mario Cristobal's hand, and say thank you for coming here and never subjecting Oregon fans to your offense again.
Yeah, he paved the way for Dame to go from Oregon to South Beach. It's perfect.
Yes, thank you. I don't need to see CJ Verdell ever again.
All right. So my number one. First thing you do when you fly into Miami is you drive like an hour and a half straight north and you go party with Tiger up in Jupiter. If there's anyone in Portland to party with, that's who you go party with.
All right. On that note, kind of, my number one is buy the Marlin Hotel and turn it into a cocaine empire.
Seems doable.
Yep. I mean, he's got a good starting off point. He's got a really good contract. Lots of millions of dollars. I mean, there are millionaires in Miami, but I'm just saying. Just don't be friends with Rick Ross. Because if you're friends with Rick Ross, he will snitch on you.
What about DJ Khaled?
Yeah, that might work.
Okay. Another one.
Start like a cooking TV show with DJ Khaled. That'd be great.
DJ Dame.
There you go.
First round exit. Another one.
Another one.
And another one.
Eight seed. Another one.
Yeah. Mental bank that for next playoff season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got to do that.
Which is funny because the Heat were the eight seed this year, too. So.
Yeah.
You got to do the Lebatard rant when they get bounced as an eight. Let's see. Number one from Booble, record a track with Two Live Crew. Is Luther Campbell still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
He is. Yes.
So find Uncle Luke, make a track.
He's actually kind of a Twitter personality.
Is he?
No.
Okay. Is he like one of those guys who just started a Twitter brand?
He just does random shit where he'll like at like Alex Trebek and be like, "Yo, motherfucker, I used to ride with you, but this but this question you asked today sucked, so fuck you." <He's> fuck, like, this is Wheel of Fortune, man.
He's like Iron Sheik status.
Yes, yeah, a little lower down, but yeah, kind of the same.
Right on.
Kind of the same vibe.
Then WCP says, number one, get the fuck out of Florida at the earliest possible convenience. So play out those 3 years and then get out of Florida again. That's the plan.
Well, keep that residence there for tax purposes.
Tax purposes. There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
There's the number one thing you do is get all your tax shit in order.
Get a tax man
in Florida.
That's number one.
Tax fraud. Another one.
And another one.
A loophole. Another one.
A write off.
Another one. DJ Tax Fraud.
By the way, that boat we're talking about him buying, he needs to live on that boat.
Oh, yeah.
Get international waters, baby.
International waters, yeah.
And another one.
Biscayne Bay, baby.
All right. Anything else before we bounce?
I don't think so.
I think we just, like, podcast recording wise, I think we just passed an hour, which
Cut that down.
That works for me. I'll cut some stuff out. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yes, sir. All right, movie podcast on Sunday is National Treasure. Watch it, Disney Plus. Listen to us talk about it. Later, guys. Bye.